Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
This is Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, since most of our local cinemas are closed, we're going to concentrate on a movie you can see right now on HBO. The mob drama The Kitchen is a bit undercooked. Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish, and Elizabeth Moss star in this ethically dubious thriller based on the comic book series, set in the 70s in New York's Hell's Kitchen. They play wives of Irish mobsters who take over their husband's protection racket when the men are sent to prison.
Even with Melissa McCarthy and Elizabeth Moss, the leading actors, this script, dialogue, and implausible plot makes for a forgettable movie experience.
In spite of its fine cast, it never rings true. Last year's drama Widows handled these gender flip themes much more effectively.
As for tone, was this film meant to be a morality play? A women's empowerment tale? Who knows? It seems the plot was improvised as they went along.
First-time director Andrea Berloff is best known for her acclaimed screenplay for Straight Outta Compton. Here, her efforts are much less successful because she never establishes a consistent tone. The cast, however, is always watchable, and they do their best to flesh out their cardboard characters. And while The Kitchen is an example of girl power, it never lives up to its promise.
Gratuitous violence and graphic sex, I'd say it's probably the worst film I've seen in several years.
The movie is based on the Vertigo comics from the DC universe and set in the 1970s, and you have to wonder if it might have been more successful had it been done as a tongue-in-cheek homage to 70s exploitation movies. Now that might have been worth seeing. I'm Russ Simmons.
This is Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.